Minnesota, 1858. Wagon trails, steamboats, log cabins, frame buildings. Minnesota, 1858. 700 incorporated communities, 56 organized counties. Minnesota, 1858. On May 11th that year, Minnesota becomes the 32nd state to be admitted to the Union.
Well, well, ring the bells, roll the drums. Ours, well, our state, sure, it's 100 years old. So what? It had to happen sometime.
Ah, let me take issue, sir. Our statehood didn't have to happen. It was made to happen. Hundreds of men spent personal time and money to organize our state system of government, preparing the way for our lawmakers, and establishing our state as we know it today. Our statehood was made to happen by men of vision, courage, and industry. The kind of men who make things happen in Minnesota today.
Well, now, Minnesota today, that's another story.
Not exactly. We owe much of our present to men of the past. Great men founded our farms, our business, our industry, our transportation, our educational system. Names like Hill, the Merritts, Weekman, LaCroix, Ramsey, Sibley, Donnelly, Mayo, Kelly, Falwell.
Oh, I hadn't thought much about it. I've always thought of Minnesota, past and present, as well as just Minnesota. Not a go-getter like other states, like, well, take Texas, for example.
No, you take Texas. I'll take Minnesota. Wouldn't trade it for any other spot on the globe. We don't need to take a backseat to any other state. Few can compare with Minnesota as a place to live, to work, to play. But we need to remind ourselves what a great state this is.
We probably do. How about starting with you reminding me?
I sure will. Take our countryside. More than 32 million acres of beautiful, rich farmlands. A lot of it the best in the nation. Supporting an agricultural industry we ourselves don't fully realize. Did you know Minnesota ranks among the top three states in the nation in the production of more than 15 agricultural products, including such important items as butter, corn, meat packing, and milk production? And the vacation land of Minnesota. 90% of us live within 5 miles of recreational waters. 11,000 freshwater lakes covering more than 4,000 square miles. Imagine what a couple of them would be worth in Texas. Swim and boat, ski and skate, summer or winter, together with a climate custom tailored to recreation the year round. We live in a holiday land.
By golly, you're right.
Of course I'm right. And I'm just beginning to tell the story. Now then, take natural resources. Our vast open-pit mines have always been the nation's largest source of iron ore. Our fabulous Minnesota taconite industry is just swinging into high gear, with 5 billion tons waiting to be processed. Add to that our silicon, calcium carbonate, nickel, copper, manganese, and a half dozen other important metals. Water? It's one of the most vital needs of our generation, you know, and Minnesota has plenty of it for new industry. Electricity is where we want it, when we want it, in the amounts we want it. Natural gas serves a large part of the state. We're tops in transportation, too. A dozen operating railroads here, 22 major truck lines, 7 airlines. Take your pick, train, truck, plane, bus, Great Lakes steamer, or Mississippi River barge. We have them all. With that kind of transportation, water, and our vast production of electricity, our prominence as a manufacturing state is a natural. Food products, machinery, electronic devices, wood products, flour milling are only a few of a range of Minnesota-made products that includes virtually everything man uses, from toothpaste to atomic energy devices. Our wealth of business enterprises makes Minnesota as cosmopolitan as Wall Street. For we are among the nation's leading centers for insurance, advertising, banking, medical services, publishing, and retailing. We have large cities well situated with excellent shopping, top entertainment, fine cultural centers, miles of parks, and modern residential areas. We have a wealth of smaller cities and towns. Progressive and civic-minded citizens make them good business centers where the people really know how to live a full, rich life. Nowhere in this land will you find a more healthy, happy, intelligent citizen. Business leaders will tell you that Minnesota workers are more highly skilled, more industrious, and they have top employment records. They come from a wide variety of national backgrounds. living in harmonious neighborliness in a way you couldn't duplicate anywhere else in the nation. Minnesota is a great place to live, to raise a family. In addition to our invigorating climate, our good health, we rate second in the nation in home ownership. We spend more than $250 million each year on our elementary and secondary public school systems. More than 26,000 each year attend our university, which rates among the largest in the world. In addition, we have 8 accredited colleges, 5 state colleges, 9 junior colleges. We have a symphony known around the world, artists, sculptors, painters, and authors ranking with the best. And Minnesota is a great place to work. We're skilled workmen demanding a high level of income. Our labor management relations have been an example to the nation. Few strikes, steady, long-term employment. What is Minnesota? Well, it's really a way of life. A wonderful environment for a family. A combination of work and play with an emphasis on good, clean, healthful recreation. Family security. Our future is unlimited. And with the increase of leisure time, can any state offer a better place to have fun with swimming, boating, hunting, fishing, all right at our doorstep?
Okay, we're sold. Minnesota is a great place to live. What do you want me to do about it?
Let's get rid of some wrong impressions others have about our people and our state.
Wrong impressions?
Sure. For example, many don't realize that our people are more healthy and intelligent than those of any state in the nation, as proved by selective service examinations. The high skills of our workers have long been known to the nation's industry, who try to lure Minnesotans to other parts of our country where labor is cheap but skill is hard to find. We don't have any smog, dust storms, droughts, earthquakes, or rainy winters. Don't let people pick an occasional low temperature at a wilderness spot and use it as a typical Minnesota winter temperature, because our climate is vigorous, healthy, and pleasant the whole year round. The fact is that while we border on Canada, up in our beautiful resort country, the population mass of Minnesota is in the same latitude or further south than Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, and most of New York and Michigan. In fact, the population center of Minnesota is only a few hundred miles from the population center of the whole United States. And there are some who think of us as an undeveloped countryside, when actually 65% of our land area is under cultivation. Our dairy industry ranks number one in butter and second only to New York in milk. We've even allowed ourselves to sit by as other states have lured our young people to jobs and climates that can't compare with our own. It's time we took a more positive attitude toward our privilege and responsibility as Minnesotans and started putting the record straight to ourselves, our youth, and our nation. Let's start selling Minnesota beginning right now.
Sure, I agree. But now you're talking about big money, national ads, and all kinds of press agentry and Chamber of Commerce stuff. That's out of my line.
Wrong again. Our job is to sell Minnesotans on selling Minnesota.
Come again?
Let me put it this way. We have to develop a dynamic and enthusiastic state pride. When we do, the nation is going to see us as we are, a truly great state.
Okay, but how?
Well, first, inform yourself. Read about Minnesota in the paper, the magazines. Listen to the radio and television when they discuss our state. Know our government, our school system, our civic and cultural activities. You'll find out some very interesting facts, and you'll be even more proud to be a Minnesotan. Then talk. We all talk about our homes, our cities, our towns. Just be sure to remember our good points and mention them. You'll be plenty surprised at how many people you'll influence with your sincere and honest state pride. And since we've let many erroneous impressions get rolling about Minnesota, we'll have to stop people and set them straight when they tell jokes based on wrong ideas about our weather and our people.
Okay, it's a deal. I'm sold. But can't we take on some specific projects to put our state on the map, too?
You bet. Remember, I was telling you that Minnesota is 100 years old as a state?
Yes, 1858.
Well, 1958 has been dedicated not only to commemorating our statehood, but to the launching of an education and promotion campaign to sell our state for the next 100 years, And there is a part in it for you.
Yeah? Where?
There are committees at work in more than 15 different fields developing programs to show our accomplishments during the past 100 years and our hopes for the future. There are exciting exhibits like the Centennial Train, Statehood Parade, Festival of Nations, Orchestral Festival, Music and Drama Programs, colorful exhibits and histories.
Okay, but how do I get involved?
Oh, that's so easy. Every county has a Centennial Committee. Contact your county chairman. Tell him you're interested. He needs you. Or perhaps one of the clubs you belong to has a Centennial project in mind. Find out. You're not the bashful type, you know. And don't forget, your project might be through your job or through your hobbies. It might be through your club, your school, your church, your community. You look and you'll find a project and a good one.
Okay, I'm ready to go. Let's go, everybody. Hey, Joe, hey, Pete, I want to tell you about some great things about our state of Minnesota. Did you know that Minnesota in the past...